भागवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते
मरन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्चन शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामायं ददाति स्वपदन्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयथापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सक्रजातं सहागनारघुनतन्वितं तं सचैवं सद्वैतं सवदूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदं सहागनललित श्रीविशाखानितंश्च हे कृष्ण करण सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कंठ राधा कंठ नमस्ते तप्त कंचन गौरंगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुस्तुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंचकौपातरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभयेव च पतितनां पवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
मामन तू वो चपान गो शिपाचां लुशु 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 लियंग चिंचिं सिंधु लुशु
मन्मना भव मद भक्तो मद्याचि मां नमस्कुरु मां इवैष्यसि सत्यं ते प्रतिजानि प्रियोऽसि मे
इवन 永远想着我, 崇拜我, 向我致敬, 成为我的奉献者, 这样, 你就会成功地来到我这里, 我向你保证, 这一点, 因为你是我特别珍视的朋友, 要旨有圣泡泡地提供, 绝密的知识是, 应该成为Krishna的纯粹奉献者, 终想着他, 为他做事, 不应该成为一个职业冥想者, 应该安排自己的生活内容，以便总能想着Krishna。 人应该总这样行事，即每天进行的全部活动都与Krishna有关。他应该这样安排自己的生活，即一天24小时只想Krishna，不想别的。主的许诺是，任何具有这种纯粹的Krishna知觉之人，必将回到Krishna的住所，在那里与Krishna面对面的交往。 Krishna 之所以给 Arjuna 讲述这绝密的知识， 是因为 Arjuna 是 Krishna 的亲密朋友， 每一个以 Arjuna 为榜样的人， 都能成为 Krishna 所珍视的朋友， 达到与 Arjuna 一样的完美境界。 这节诗强调的是， 应该全神贯注于 Krishna 双手持笛的形象， 他是一个面庞美丽， 头插孔雀羽毛的蓝色皮肤男孩。 Rama Samhita 和其他文献中有对 Krishna 的描述，人应该全神贯注于守神 Krishna 的原始形象，甚至别把注意力转向主的其他形象上去。主有像 Vishnu、 Narayana、 Rama 和 Varaha 等多种多样的形象，但奉献者应该全神贯注于 Arjuna 面前的 Krishna 形象。 全神贯注于 Krishna 的形象， 构成了绝密的知识。这知识之所以揭示给 Arjuna， 是因为他是 Krishna 最亲密的朋友。译文：永远想着我，崇拜我，向我致敬，成为我的奉献者，这样你就会成功地来到我这里。我向你保证这一点，因为你是我特别珍视的朋友。
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
So this is a very, this verse number 65 and the next verse number 66 are very important in the Bhagavad Gita.
在国家梵歌当中，在六十五师节和之后的六十六师节都是非常重要的。
The Acharyas say the whole Bhagavad Gita is like a treasure. And these two verses, 65 and 66, are like the key to open the box of the treasure.
先前的 Acharya 们说，整本《国家梵歌》就像一个宝藏，然而这两个师节就是打开这个宝藏的钥匙。
So previously, Krishna had always been speaking about the super soul, the Lord in the heart of everyone.
之前呢， Krishna 主要讲的是超灵，我们居住于内心的主。
We heard that we should surrender to the Lord in the heart.
我们应该归依于内心的主。
But now, in this verse, and in the next verse, Krishna says we have to take shelter of Him. We have to surrender to Him.
但是在这个世界以及在后面的世界中 ，Krishna 说我们应该托背于他。
Previously, he was speaking about the super soul, the Lord in the heart.
前面讲的是超灵内心的主。
But now he says, engage your mind in thinking of me, think of Krishna.
但是他现在想了，现在讲了，应该想着我，想着 Krishna.
So this is the most confidential knowledge.
所以这是最机密的知识。
There was confidential knowledge that was knowledge of the Brahman.
有机密的知识，也就是关于凡的知识。
Just simply knowing we're not the body, we're spirit soul.
只是知道我们不是躯体，我们是灵魂。
Then there's more confidential knowledge, this knowledge about the super soul.
然后呢，有更机密的知识，就是关于超灵的知识。
Understanding that the Lord is in the heart of every living entity.
理解主是在存在于所有生物体的心中。
And then there's this most confidential knowledge.
然后是最机密的知识。
That Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and we should take shelter of Him.
主是至尊的主，我们应该托庇于他。
So the four activities are mentioned in this first verse. Four activities.
在前面六十五师节中讲了四种活动。
First of all, to use our mind to think of Krishna.
第一点就是用我们的心意想着 Krishna.
Then become the devotee.
然后成为他的奉献者。
Then worship Krishna.
崇拜他。
And offer obeisances to Krishna.
向他致敬。
So we use the body to offer obeisances.
所以呢，我们用我们的身体来顶拜。
We use the mind to think of Krishna.
用心意来想着 Krishna.
And the devotee, nature of a devotee, will also speak about Krishna.
当然，作为奉献者，我们还会讲 Krishna.
And we will chant Krishna's name.
唱诵 Krishna 的名字。
So here you can see how devotee uses everything in Krishna's service, the body, the mind, and words.
这样子我们就明白了奉献者怎么样用一切来服务 Krishna， 用我们的身体、心意和言语。
When the body, the mind, and words are all used in Krishna's service, then we're liberated from this material world.
当我们的身体、心意和言语全都用来服务 Krishna 的时候，我们就从这个物质世界上解脱了。
But in this verse, Krishna says, "We'll not just be liberated." Krishna says, "He said, we will go to Him."
在这里 ，Krishna 不仅讲了解脱，而且说我们能够达到他那里。
And Krishna says, "I promise you this."
Krishna 说，我向你承诺。
Now, because Krishna's from Mathura and Vrindavan, people in that place they often say things, they promise things, and they don't keep their promises.
现在的话，很多来自文达文的人，他们可能 做出承诺，但是呢，他们并不履行承诺。
Even sometimes we see the people, devotees, they promise things. They promise, oh yeah, I follow four principles. Oh yes, I will chant 16 rounds. But they don't follow. They don't keep the promise.
甚至有时候，即使是奉献者，他说，是的，我追随四项基本原则，我唱诵。但实际上他们并没有这样做。
But, so, we may be thinking, well, Krishna is from Vrindavan, he's from Mathura, he's promising, I don't know if we can trust him.
那么, Krishna, 他是一个 Asura.
No, he's from Mathura. Mathura.
他是来自于Vrindavan 的 Mathura. 那边的话也有很多人他说话不算数。 那么我们怎么可以相信 Krishna 呢？
But Krishna says, no, I promise, because you are my very good friend, very dear friend.
Krishna 在这里说, 因为你是我特别珍视的朋友。
So somebody who is your good friend, we won't lie to them, we won't cheat them.
如果有人是你的好朋友的话, 我们就不会骗他们, 不会跟他们说话。
So in this way, Krishna is encouraging Arjuna in the process of devotional service.
这样子, Krishna 在鼓励 Arjuna 参与这个奉献服务的程序。
So these are activities which everyone can do easily to offer obeisances to Krishna. Everyone can take up this can do these things.
其实这里提到的这些活动都是很简单的，每个人都可以向Krishna顶拜。
Even they make, they're just imitating. They see other people do it, so they do it. Just like we had this young girl, Sachi, she was coming every day bowing.
即使是他们只是模仿别人，看到别人这么做，自己也模仿，就好像那个小女孩 Sachi, 她每天早上来这里来顶拜。
So, because the imitation of a good, even though it's imitation of a good thing is desirable. We want that. We want to imitate good things.
即便是模仿，如果是模仿好的东西，这也是我们应该想要的。
You know, if children see the adults smoking cigarettes and drinking alcohol, they want to imitate that also.
这孩子们看到大人们抽烟，他也想模仿大人抽烟。
So the imitation of those things is very bad.
但是模仿这些事情是非常糟糕的。
But if they imitate their mother and father offering respects, bowing down before Krishna, then that's very good.
但是如果他们模仿他们的父母来顶拜 Krishna, 来尊重 Krishna 的话, 这就是很好的。
Just by bowing down before Krishna, people make spiritual advancement.
即使顶拜 Krishna, 在 Krishna 面前顶拜, 人们都得到了很大的灵性的进步。
To worship Krishna and to become devotee, that may take more time.
来崇拜 Krishna, 成为奉献者, 可能要花更久的时间。
And the most difficult thing is to think of Krishna constantly.
最难的是总是想着 Krishna.
So you can see Krishna starts with the most difficult thing. He says, think of me, think of me.
所以呢, Krishna 在这里是从最难做到的这一点开始的, 想着他。
And then he says, become my devotee.
成为我的奉献者。
Then worship me.
然后崇拜我。
And then offer obeisances.
然后是顶拜。
So he starts very high and he comes to the easiest thing.
他是从最难的讲起, 然后讲到最简单的。
To think of Krishna, we have to control them, we have to really want to love Krishna, that we'll think of them all the time.
要想着 Krishna, 我们必须真正的爱 Krishna, 才能一直想着他。
So we have to hear about Krishna regularly.
所以呢, 我们应该, 时常的来听, 聆听 Krishna.
We have to become fascinated by Krishna. We have to think Krishna is so amazing, so wonderful.
我们必须为 Krishna 着迷, 看到 Krishna 是那么的, 有吸引力。
Every day when we dress the deities, we should want to come and see the deities. We should become fascinated by the deities.
我们每天早上起来来装扮神像、崇拜神像的时候, 我们应该被 Krishna 迷住。
We have to want to use our mind. We have to want to control the mind and bring the mind to Krishna.
我们应该控制我们的心意，让心意能够来一直和 Krishna 在一起。
The mind will not remain empty for very long.
心意呢不能就是头脑不能空白很久。
Yeah, we try some people practice spiritual path. They want to make the mind blank.
有一些呢，一些灵修者他们想要让头脑都一片空白。
But we cannot keep the mind blank for very long.
但是呢，我们却不能长时间使我们的头脑处于空白状态。
Because the nature of the soul is to desire.
因为灵魂的本性就是愿望。
And these desires will come in the mind.
这些愿望来自于我们的心意。
The mind will think, has to think of something. So we should, the best subject matter is to think of Krishna.
所以呢，心意总是想要一些什么东西，最好的，那么他所想要的应该是 Krishna.
And Prabhupada said, don't think of even Krishna's other forms. Don't think of some other incarnation of Krishna. Just simply think of Krishna.
Papa 说，甚至不要想 Krishna 的其他形体，只是想着 Krishna.
He said, don't even think of Rama or Nrisinga or Narayan. Just simply think of Krishna, the original supreme personality of God.
甚至不要想 Vishnu, Narayana, Rama 或Nrisinga 这些形象，只是想着 Krishna 的最原初的形象。
So, Prabhupada is guiding us here and how we can achieve the supreme destination.
所以呢，帕帕的在这里指导我们怎么能够达到最至尊的这个目的地。
Concentrate the mind on the form of Krishna is the highest meditation.
把心意专注于 Krishna 的形象是最高的冥想。
Of course, we have to concentrate on the chanting of Krishna's name.
当然，我们应该把心意专注于唱诵 Krishna 的名字。
We cannot immediately just sit and meditate on the form of Krishna.
我们不能立即就能够冥想 Krishna 的形象。
But by chanting Krishna's name, we will come gradually to also absorb our mind on the form of Krishna.
但是呢，通过不断的唱诵，我们渐渐的能够达到冥想 Krishna 形象的状态。
The holy name of Krishna includes also the form of Krishna.
在 Krishna 的名字中，同样也包含了他的形象。
And it includes also the lila of Krishna.
还包括 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
And the qualities of Krishna.
叫 Krishna 的品质。
So in this way, when by chanting the holy name of Krishna, we will naturally come to meditate and think of Krishna.
所以呢，通过不断的唱诵，我们自然能够达到冥想 Krishna 的状态。
So we see how Krishna has brought Arjuna to this point where Krishna is telling Arjuna that you have to think of me, you have to become my devotee.
所以呢，我们看到 Krishna 是怎么引导 Arjuna 来到这一点上，成为他的奉献者，总是不断地想着他。
And then in the next verse, Krishna goes on to describe to Arjuna that he should give up all other forms of varieties of religion and just surrender to him. And he promises, I will deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear.
在接下来一个时节中 Krishna 向 Arjuna 指出要他抛弃一切种类的宗教只向他皈依他将把 Arjuna从所有的恶报中解脱出来，不必害怕。
Now, previously, Krishna had described many other different processes. In the course of speaking Bhagavad Gita, he had described many different things.
在前面呢 ，Krishna 讲述了不同其他的程序。在《薄伽梵歌》的整本书中，他讲了很多其他的程序。
He had explained about the Brahman and the Super Soul.
他解释了凡，解释了超灵。
He explained also about the different positions in life, the different occupations, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra.
他还讲了人生活，人类社会中不同的这个，阶层，婆罗门 ，Kshatriya.
He explained about yoga and meditation and controlling the senses.
他讲述了瑜伽。冥想以及控制感官。
But now Krishna is telling Arjuna should give up all of these other processes.
但是现在呢 ，Krishna 在告诉 Arjuna， 他应该放弃所有其他的程序。
He should just simply surrender to Krishna.
他只应该归依于他，归依于 Krishna。
Now Arjuna may be worried that he's not. He's maybe thinking, well, maybe I've done some sinful things. I'm not qualified to surrender.
Arjuna 可能会想，哎呀，我做了很多罪恶活动，我没有资格归依啊。
But Krishna is saying, you don't have to worry. I will free you from your sinful reactions.
但 Krishna 说，你不必担心这些，我会把你从恶报中解救出来。
Well, we can understand.Arjuna is a friend of Krishna and he's a devotee, but he must have done some sins.
同时我们也应该理解 Arjuna 他即使是 Krishna 的奉献者，也是他的朋友，但是他肯定也做了一些罪恶活动。
We cannot say he didn't do any sins.
我们不能说他是毫无罪恶的。
He must have done some sins.
他一定是做过一些罪恶的活动。
Because Krishna is saying, I will free you from your sins.
因为 Krishna 说，我会把你从恶报中解救。
Why does Krishna say this?
为什么 Krishna 这样讲呢？
He must have done something.
他肯定是 Arjuna 肯定是做过一些恶事。
So Krishna is encouraging Arjuna. He said, "I will protect you."
所以呢 ，Krishna 在鼓励 Arjuna， 我会保护你的。
So simply by surrendering to Krishna, we get free from all sinful reactions.
仅仅是通过皈依 Krishna， 我们能够从所有的恶报中解救出来。
So then, what does it mean to surrender to Krishna?
皈依 Krishna 意味着什么呢？
There are six items of surrender.
有六种皈依，有六部分。
The first thing is we should accept everything which is favorable for devotional service.
第一点是我们应该接受所有有利于奉献服务的事物。
Just like we accept, you know, kirtan, prasadam, worshipping the deity.
正如我们接受kirtan, 我们 kirtan, 我们接受 prasadam, 我们崇拜神像。
We accept reading Prabhupada's books.
我们来接受学习薄伽梵帕帕的书的活动。
These things are all good for devotional service.
这些都有利于奉献服务。
We accept the association of devotees.
我们接受奉献者的联谊。
Yeah, so we have to understand what is good for devotional service, and we should accept those things.
所以我们应该理解什么是对奉献服务有益的，我们要接受这些有益的事物。
And then we should know also the second item is to give up what is not good for devotional service.
那么下面一点就是应该放弃所有不利于奉献服务的事物。
We have to know to give up such things like sometimes watching television all day, watching all kinds of movies. This is not good for our Krishna consciousness.
就好像我们不去整天的看电视看电影一样，因为这些活动对我们培养 Krishna 知觉是没有好处的。
Or reading the newspapers all the time, all day.
整天的读报纸。
Associating with a lot of materialistic people.
和很多物质主义者联谊。
Who don't want to hear and chant about Krishna.
那些人根本就不想聆听，也不想唱诵有关 Krishna 的一切。
So better to try to give up these things.
所以最好放弃这些。
Anything which has nothing to do with Krishna, we want to try to minimize that, or we want to deal with it very carefully, very cautiously.
任何和 Krishna 没有关系的事情，我们应该非常小心的来处理，尽量少的去做这些活动。
Now, of course, in the course of ordinary life, we may have to have a job, may have to work with a lot of people who are not devotees.
当然在日常的生活中我们必须工作必须和很多非奉献者在一起
But we have to be careful how we associate with them
但是在跟他们联谊的过程中我们应该非常小心
For example, with people who are not devotees we will not accept their food because their food will have a lot of karma
就好像我们在跟非奉献者在一起的时候呢我们不接受他们的食物因为他们的食物中有很多业报
You know, the ordinary people, materialistic, they're sinful and if they give you some food, you know, there will definitely be some kind of karma there
就好像一般的人他们可能在相处过程中会给你一些食物但是呢他们的食物有很多罪恶的东西在里面
We have to be careful how we associate with them.
我们怎么和他们相处,
we don't reveal our mind to them.
我们不会向他们去展示我们自己的心的想法。
Don't tell them too much about Krishna consciousness.
不要给他们讲太多有关Krishna知觉的事。
Because they don't have any faith and they won't understand.
因为他们没有一点点的信心,
and if they know that you are interested in it, then they will joke about it and they will say things to affect your faith and to weaken your faith.
他们知道你信仰这个，他们就会嘲笑你， 然后使我们的信心减弱。
So we have to be careful how we associate with non-devotees.
所以呢，和非分现者相处的时候应该很小心。
So these first two items are very important. Accept what is favorable for devotional service and give up what is not good for devotional service.
所以呢，这两点是很重要的，接受一切有利于奉献服务的，拒绝一切不利于奉献服务。
Then the third thing is we have to know that only Krishna can protect us.
然后第三点是我们应该知道只有Krishna才能够保护我们。
Yeah. Sometimes people are, you know, they try to protect themselves with all kinds of things, taking medicines to protect themselves, and they will take all kinds of, they will have security arrangements to protect themselves.
就好像人们有时候会用很多极大的方，想出很多极大办法来保护自己，来吃药让身体健康，然后还做很多就是防卫工作。
People try to protect themselves. Sometimes they go run to the doctors and pray to the doctor, please give me 4 more years. I need to live 4 more years.
有时候那人们跑到医生面前说，求求你让我再多活4年吧，我还要再活4年呀。
But the doctors are not the supreme controllers.
但是医生不是至尊的控制者。
A devotee just simply depends on Krishna.
因为奉献者，他只是依靠Krishna就可以了。
In every situation, Krishna is there to protect us.
在任何情况下，Krishna都在那里保护我们。
We have to. This is part of surrender. Surrender means to know that Krishna is the one who protects us.
这就是皈依的一部分。 皈依的意思就是说，我们知道Krishna他要保护我们。
We all live by the grace of Krishna.
我们都是靠着Krishna的恩典才能够存活的。
Then the fourth item is to know that only Krishna is maintaining us.
第四点是只有Krishna在维系我们。
Amayavadi, for example, he thinks he can protect himself. He's thinking he's maintaining himself.
一个Mayavadi，他认为他自己可以保护自己，他自己可以维系自己。But
a devotee knows Krishna is the protector, Krishna is the maintainer.
但奉献者知道Krishna是保护者，是维系者。Some
other people worship Lakshmi, they worship demigods to maintain them.
有人崇拜Lakshmi女神，崇拜半身人。
Just like even Nanda Maharaj was going to worship Indra, because he thought Indra, we have to worship Indra to get rain to feed the cows,
to get grass to feed the cows. But
a devotee knows it's only by the grace of Krishna that we can maintain ourselves.
但奉献者知道，只有Krishna才能够维系他。Then
a devotee has no desire except for Krishna's desire.
然后，因为奉献者他除了Krishna愿望的之外，他自己毫无其他愿望。Yeah,
devotee accepts what is Krishna's plan.
奉献者接受所有Krishna的计划。Yeah,
he's not telling Krishna what his plan or what he wants, but he will accept Krishna's plan, Krishna's desire.
他不会告诉Krishna自己想要什么，而是接受Krishna的愿望，接受Krishna计划。And
the sixth item is always to be humble and helpless and simply depend on Krishna.
第六点是总是非常谦卑，总是愿意提供帮助，并且完全依靠Krishna。
So these six items are all part of the surrendering process.
所以这六点呢是皈依的程序。
So we have to become attracted to the form of Krishna and then to the name of Krishna.
所以呢，我们必须受到 Krishna的名字, Krishna的形象的吸引。
Some people are attached to the impersonal Brahman.
有的人他受非人格的反吸引。
Some are attracted to the super soul.
有的人受超灵吸引。
But a devotee is one who is attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna.
但是一个奉献者却受至尊主的人格的形象吸引。
So this is the most confidential part of knowledge.
所以这是知识的最机密部分。
This is the essence of the Bhagavad Gita.
这是博迦梵歌的这个精髓。
So there are many different types of transcendentalists.
所以呢，有很多种的超然主义者。
Karma yogis.
业报瑜伽者。
Speculative philosophers.
心自思辨的哲学家。
Mystic yogis.
神秘瑜伽者，瑜伽师。
But the devotee is the best of all.
但是奉献者却是他们当中最出色的人。
So we may be worried how we could give up all kinds of religion.
所以呢，这就是我们为下面一点，就是我们怎么能够抛弃这其他的各种宗教呢？
We may be worried, oh, I'm giving up duties. We have duties to supposed to do.
我们可能会担心，我有职责要履行，我怎么能够放弃我的职责呢？
Just like Nanda Maharaj was worried to give up the worship of Indra.
就好像Nanda Maharaj，他担心一旦放弃了对Indra的崇拜，就会发生什么事。
But Krishna says, "Don't worry, I will protect you."
但是Krishna说，不要担心，我会保护你的。
Yeah, we just simply have to depend on Krishna.
所以呢，我们只是依靠Krishna就可以了。
So Prabhupada saw how Krishna was maintaining and protecting everything.
所以，Prabhupada说，Krishna是在保护并维系着一切。
Prabhupada went to America with no money, but Krishna maintained him.
帕帕到了美国，身上没有钱，但是Krishna却维系了他。
And then so many devotees came and they were living in the temples.
然后有那么多奉献者出现来到庙宇里。
And they were spending so much money.
他们花了那么多钱。
They had so many cars and houses.
有很多车，有很多房子。
Who was maintaining?
谁在维系这一切呢？
Krishna.
No, nobody had a job. Nobody had a job.
他们当中没有人是工作的。
Everybody was just simply working for Krishna.
所有人只是为Krishna活动。
And Krishna was providing.
Krishna提供他们这一切。
Krishna is not a poor man.
Krishna不是一个穷人。
Krishna can maintain all his devotees.
Krishna能够维系他所有的奉献者。
He maintains all the materialistic people.
他甚至维系所有的物质主义的人。
Why will he not maintain his devotees?
他为什么不去维系奉献者呢？
Of course, he will maintain his devotees.
当然，他会维系他奉献者的。
No, no. If he can give so much for the materialists, he can also he will take care of his devotees.
他给了物质主义者那么多，他肯定也会来给奉献者的。
So we just simply have to surrender to Krishna and take part in Krishna's plan.
所以呢，我们只要皈依Krishna，然后来加入Krishna的计划当中。
And we see how Arjuna surrendered to Krishna, and because Arjuna surrendered to Krishna, his brothers conquered in the Kurukshetra war. They won the Kurukshetra war.
那么我们看到Krishna他是怎样皈依Krishna，Arjuna是怎样皈依Krishna的。 他们在他和他的兄弟在库鲁治野战场上获胜。How
many days the battle took place? How many days it took place for the battle?
这场战争持续了多久呢？
16 days or 18 days?
十八天。
Okay. So 十八天. In 18 days, Arjuna and his brothers, they got the whole world. Krishna gave them the whole world.
就在这18天之后。 Arjuna和他的兄弟们就获得了，赢得了整个世界。
They became rulers of the whole world.
他们成为整个世界的统治者。
In only 18 days.
只在十八天中。
We cannot imagine.
我们想都想不到。
You know, if you had to conquer the world, it would, in a lifetime, you could never do it.
我们甚至一生都不能征服整个世界。
But because Arjuna surrendered to Krishna, so they took the whole world.
但是因为 Arjuna 他皈依了 Krishna, 所以呢，他就赢得了整个世界。
So some people say, oh, this Krishna consciousness is not good. It makes people lazy. They don't do anything.
有的人会说，哎，这个 Krishna 这个运动一点都不好，它让人变得非常懒。
But our in the history of India, there were two great wars.
但是在印度的历史上有两场大战争。
One was the Battle of Lanka between Lord Rama and Ravana.
一场是兰卡之战，在 Rama 和 Ravana 之间发生。
And the hero of that battle was Hanuman.
这场战争的英雄就是 Hanuman.
Hanuman is a Vaishnava.
Hanuman 是 Vaishnava.
He's a great Vaishnava, and he fought brilliantly for Lord Rama.
Hanuman 是伟大的奉献者，但他却为主 Rama 英勇作战。
And because of Hanuman's help, Lord Rama conquered Ravan and defeated Ravan.
由于 Hanuman 的帮助，主 Rama 最后征服了Ravana.
And the other great battle is Kurukshetra.
另一场大战争是 Kurukshetra 战争。
And who is the hero of Kurukshetra?
Kurukshetra 战争的英雄是谁？
Arjuna.
Arjuna.
Yeah, so the hero of the two battles, both the battles, the hero of both battles were Vaishnavas.
所以这两场战争的英雄都是 Vaishnava.
Arjuna and Hanuman, they're both Vaishnavas, they're both devotees of the Lord, and they were heroes.
Arjuna 和 Hanuman, 他们都是主的奉献者，他们都是这个战争的英雄。
So Vaishnava is not simply one who just simply sits.
所以呢 Vaishnava 并不是那些只是坐着的人。
He doesn't just simply sit and do nothing.
他并不是只是坐着什么都不做。
No, Prabhupada said, we don't need to create that kind of Vaishnava.
帕帕说我们不想要制造出这样那种只是坐着的 Vaishnava.
Yeah, we want the Vaishnavas like Hanuman and Arjuna to conquer the evil.
我们想要像 Arjuna 和 Hanuman 这样能够征服罪恶的 Vaishnava.
Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda brought so many sinful people to Krishna consciousness.
就像主 Chaitanya 主 Nityananda 他们把很多罪恶的人都变成了 Vaishnava.
So there are many great Vaishnavas who went and preached Krishna consciousness.
So, 有很多伟大的 Vaishnava, 他们到来传播 Krishna 知觉。
And they brought all these sinful people and changed their life and made them surrender to Krishna.
他们使这些很多罪恶的人，他们最终改变皈依于 Krishna.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, there's a famous saying of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, wherever you go, whoever you meet, tell them about.The instructions of Krishna.
所以呢，陈太娘有一句很有名的话，就是说，无论你到哪里，无论在什么遇到什么人，你都给他讲有关 Krishna 的知识。
But the verse is Krishna Upadesh, the instructions of Krishna, the teachings of Krishna.
所以呢，这个讲的就是 Krishna Upadesh.
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 Yari deki tari kaho Krishna upadesh. Upadesh. Krishna upadesh. It's not just to tell them about Krishna, but you have to tell them about the teachings or the instructions of Krishna.
Krishna upadesh, 它的意思是 Krishna 的训示。所以说光是讲关于 Krishna 的，而且是要讲 Krishna 的教导， Krishna 的训示。
So what is that 训示？这个训示是什么？这个 what is that instruction of Krishna？
那么 Krishna 的训示是什么呢？
It is this verse.
就是这个世界。
To surrender to Krishna.
向他皈依，
成为我的父亲。
Yes, give up all your material religion.
放弃你所有物质的宗教。
And just simply take shelter of Krishna.
只是向托庇于 Krishna。
We have to tell people like that。
我们应该告诉人们这一切。
We have to go and preach and tell them surrender to Krishna。
我们应该向他们传教，告诉他们向 Krishna 皈依 Krishna。
Give up all your material religion。
放弃你所有的物质的宗教。
Because material religion is all concerned for, you know, people just simply being religious just to get some sense gratification.
因为所有这些物质宗教最终只是给予那些想要获得一些感官享乐的人，满足他们。
So, you can see how this verse is leading to, is going to connect us to the Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以呢，我们可以看到，这个诗节是使我们跟国家瓦坛联系在一起。
Where the Bhagavad Gita stops, the Bhagavatam begins.
薄伽梵歌结束的地方就是薄伽瓦坛开始的地方。
Krishna says, "Give up all your material religion."
Krishna 说，放弃你所有的物质的宗教。
Material religion is cheating religion.
物质的宗教是欺骗的宗教。
They come to God and they will say, "I love you, I love you."
他们人们来到神面前说，我爱你，我爱你。
But they're thinking, "Where's the money?"
但是实际上在想，钱在哪儿？哪里有钱？
Yeah, they come to the temple, they go to the temple, and they go, "Oh, 我爱你，我爱你啊！"
他们到庙里说，我爱你，我爱你。
But they're thinking, give me money.
但头脑脑子却想着，给我点钱，给我点钱。
So that is cheating religion.
所以这是骗人的宗教。
That is a cheating love.
这是骗人的爱。
That is not the real love.
这不是真正的爱。
The real love is surrender to Krishna.
真正的爱是皈依于 Krishna.
We just simply want, what do we want? We simply want your devotional service, birth after birth.
我们想要什么？我们只是想要生生世世的为您做奉献服务。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us how to surrender to Krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他在教我们怎样来皈依 Krishna.
So we have to give up the material religion, which is for economic development and sense gratification.
所以我们必须放弃那些达到为了经济发展以及感官享乐的物质的宗教。
This is where Bhagavad Gita ends.
这就是薄伽梵歌结束的地方。
And Srimad Bhagavatam will begin from that point.
圣殿薄伽瓦坛就是从这一点开始的。
In the first canto of the first chapter, Vyasadeva has written.
在第一篇第一章中 ，Vyasadeva 写道。
Vyasadeva says, "Dharma prajita kaitavo tra paramo narmat saranam satam." Vyasadeva begins by saying, "This Bhagavatam completely rejects all religion which is materially motivated."
Vyasadeva 说道。这本薄伽瓦坛它完全摒弃了所有物质的宗教。
So this, you can see the connection between Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以我们可以知道薄伽梵歌和薄伽瓦坛之间的联系。
Krishna has brought us to the point of the most confidential knowledge is to surrender to him.
Krishna 把我们带到告诉我们最机密的知识就是皈依于他。
But to surrender to him means we have to give up all these other things.
但是皈依于他意味着我们应该放弃所有其他的东西。
Give up all our desires for economic development, sense gratification, and even liberation.
放弃我们所有经济发展、感官享乐，甚至是解脱的愿望。
We just simply want to take shelter of Krishna.
我们应该只是想要托庇于 Krishna.
And Krishna says, "Then I will protect you."
Krishna 说，然后我就会保护你。
As we surrender, Krishna rewards.
当我们皈依的时候 ，Krishna 就会给我们。
If we give up, if we take full shelter of Krishna, Krishna will give us full protection.
当我们完全托庇于 Krishna 的时候 ，Krishna 就会给我们完全的保护。
So, any questions? Yes, Prabhu.
那么就是说，刚才第一次在讲，作为奉献者应该皈依 Krishna。那么在现实当中呢，有些门徒呢，他们接受了洗涤，
但是后来由于某些原因呢，他们停止或不履行这个原则。那么这种与guru关系是否会停止的？ Guru Guanxi,
the relationship with this kind of disciples and their gurus will stop.
We'll
finish.
Yeah, if they give up devotional service, then they don't have that relationship is finished.
因为他们不自觉服务了，所以呢，他们这种关系其实已经结束了。
And devotional service is voluntary.
分来服务是自觉自愿的。那那个guru会不会因为门徒这样子，会受到不好的karma的影响？
Well, if they've given up the relationship with the guru, then the guru is not going to get the karma.
因为他们自己已经放弃了和guru的关系，所以呢，guru也不会。
But if they're trying, you know, if they're thinking they're still devotees and at the same time doing sinful activity, then that's more serious.
但是那些就是自己装着是奉献者，但同时呢还做很多罪恶活动，这样的就很罪恶。
他已经皈依了，咕噜的，但是他还在，从我教里面，耶稣教里面，他还要去吧，还要送经书我品到我教里面去，还跟我教的师傅有关系，咕噜的也要，那边也要，这边也要。
So who, although have been initiated, surrender to Gurudev, but they still interested in Buddhism or Christian, and still have relationship with them, and even offer some money, some items to them.
No.
不会的，不会有对咕噜不会有不好的影响。
对。Okay, so we, 我们今天早上我们需要给汉普布提的呀。Vivo。他的妻子去哪了？
我们在观音台前面，我们奉献是多少礼？我们需要告诉我们，我们四个基本原则是什么？四个基本原则。不吃肉鸡蛋。二不学马嘴马嘴。三不偷盗。不赌博。
不过是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是不过非是
Ekadasi, Ekadasi, 那个时候也不吃五谷，啊，啊， 在这里可能没问题啊，你们的菜很多啊。
这些
讲座都能做到。OK， 所、so, 以这个我已经念了一段，我给你这个是念出。
加
油！你的名字，你的名字，我们有一个，等一下。
你先接念珠，
你先接念珠，
念珠先，
接受，
先
接受，
先接受，
先念珠的解
受
了。
你的名字是 Hari Nam Das。是圣名，
圣名，
唱诵圣名，
唱诵圣名。
Hari Nam，
Hari Nam，
Hari Nam，
Hari
Nam， Hari Nam， Hari Nam， Hari 是神的名字 ，Nam 是名字，所以你的名字是 Hari Nam Das， 所以你的圣名的仆人，
圣名的仆人
，Hari Nam Das，
哎，好厉害，
谢谢布鲁迪人。
Hari Nam，
Hari Nam，
Hari Nam，
Hari Nam，
Hari Nam， Hari
Nam， Hari Nam， Hari Nam， Hari Nam，
Hari Nam，
Hari Nam， Hari Nam， Hari Nam，
对，他是 Krishna Nam， 你是 Hari Nam。
Krishna
Nam，
Hari 也是 Krishna 的名字。Hari 呢 ，Hari 也是 Krishna 的名字。
那么这个 Hari 是不是就是 Krishna 的能量呢 ？Radharani 呢
？Hari，
哦，就是 Hari。
不是 Hari， 是 Har。
Hari，
Hari，
Hari Namo Das。
Hari Nam，
Hari，
Hari，
Hari
Namo
Das。Hari
Namo
Das。
Hari
Namo Das。Hari Namo Das。